people who judge you with comments that have nothing nice to say are people who are trying to avoid that internal reflection. When people say mean things, they are actually comments on themselves. And of course, it's hard not to take that personally. But when you know something not to be true about yourself and you're being, quote, called out for it, it's because that person is too afraid to acknowledge that within themselves. Hi, friends, and welcome to Do the Damn Thing. I'm your host, Lauren LaRue. I'm the CEO and founder of LaRue, a growing community for ambitious women, connecting them with programming and resources that intentionally support their professional and personal growth. We're not just another community focused on the success of your career. We're here to support you in every step of your life. It's not just about being successful. It's about healing your mindset, getting to know your true self, and aligning with your most wild ambitions. I created this podcast with the intent to document my personal experiences through life and offer women a safe space to land and learn about the journey we're all on together, which is why this podcast is the right place for all of you beautiful souls showing up and ready to live intentionally. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another fabulous episode of the Do the Damn Thing podcast. As always, I am so thrilled that you're here with me today, and I feel excited to record today's episode because I think we're going to get into a little bit of a controversial topic, but I thought a lot about this, and, you know, I thought the best way for me to show up honestly and authentically on this podcast is also showing up for myself. This is always a place where I'm like chronicling and auditory journaling, you know, my life and what's really happening in real time. And I think that that always has both, you know, positive and exciting conversations around it, but it's authentic. So I'm always sharing with you guys like whatever I'm struggling with at the moment or any mindset shifts or life shifts that I'm always going through with you guys. And I had this idea. Let me backtrack first. I had this idea a couple weeks ago to kind of repurpose old podcast episodes. So I looked back at like the first 6 months of when I started this podcast, and I started listening to some of those episodes and couldn't believe how much like my opinions and my thoughts and my beliefs around certain things had changed just in those couple of years, just because I've developed so much. I've done so much more internal work on myself, and I found it really surprising how much, I would say like the base of the episode still very much reign true, but it's very easy to see how my confidence has shifted, how my tone of voice and my presentation of myself has shifted. And I just think it's really interesting. So I had this idea of, you know what, maybe I'll pick a couple of episodes to kind of repurpose, go back on and see how much, you know, my opinions on things have changed. And one of the ones I felt called to do was only the fifth episode I ever recorded on the fear of facing judgment. And when I recorded this episode, this was very early on in me launching LaRue. It was definitely something that I had a massive, massive fear about. And I talk about this in this episode of, you know, when I started thinking about launching LaRue, even before I like actually launched it, I really went through a couple of really difficult weeks where I was very scared about the potential of growing and what that growth would look like in the eyes and in the face of other people. Meaning, how would they judge me? How would they comment about me? And it really was debilitating for a little while. It really made me second guess whether or not I wanted to start a business like this, whether I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I just had to really think about, you know, what my approach to rude, mean comments would be. And that's something that I have consistently worked on throughout growing this business. The biggest change has been obviously in my confidence in myself and the way I show up to my business, the way I run my business, and the way I devote myself to my business and my growth. And most recently, if you follow me on the newsletter, you may have seen that I got a really rude and disrespectful podcast comment. And I'm happy to call this person out because I think that it's really unfair that people are willing to show up in comments with no face and no name and call people out for the ways that they're being courageous, the ways that they're sharing their stories and their lives without having any repercussions. That's what the internet is, and that's what it does. And I really think that that's probably the thing I hate the most about the internet is our ability to create fake accounts, create false identities, and then show up on someone's page where they very clearly work hard, whether it's, you know, a social media page, a podcast, book reviews, wherever, where they've worked so hard to create something that is literally a part of them. This podcast is a piece of my identity. It's where I share the most intimate parts of my life, my mind, my trauma, etc. And then to have someone come and show up and say, you know, you suck, you're privileged, this is stupid, like, it's very hurtful. And these are people who would never say these things to my face. They would never have the guts to say it to someone's face, but they're more than happy to show up behind a screen. And so, like I said, this podcast might be controversial. It might seem like the drama is coming out because I'm willing to call these people out. But you know what? These are people who don't have platforms like this. These are people who aren't showing up on a podcast sharing their story every week. And this comment I got most recently, I truly just didn't understand, because it was, and obviously you can go see this comment, it's on my Apple Podcast reviews. And it's basically saying that I used to talk about things really positively, and now I talk about things so negatively, and that I should just be a grief counselor and this should be a grief podcast. But in what world does that make any sense? Because first of all, I'm showing up authentically. This is my podcast. This is my voice. I don't have to cater to anyone's needs. If you don't like what I have to say, move on. Second of all, how should I be showing up? Because my question is, if I'm only showing up talking about positivity, am I just bragging about like all the ways my life is going great right now? Should I just be showing up and telling you for 30 minutes, like, I made $10,000 last week and I had a great date with my boyfriend and X, Y, and Z and fill in the blank. Like, is that what I should be doing? Because that sounds even more, quote, disturbing to what I'm doing now, which is showing up authentically and sharing both the positive and hard parts of my life. I am in general like a very, very positive person. I show up to most things in my life with a lot of positivity. And I just was very disturbed by this comment because, one, it just irritates me so much how willing people are to show up behind, you know, no face of an internet, but when it comes to person contact, like, these people would never say this to my face. And I'm a very direct person. I'm a very call it how you see it type of person. And of course, like, I have my own comments about people's brands and businesses. You know, if I come across a podcast I don't like, I'm going to say out loud or comment about it to a friend, like, wow, that I felt I just didn't relate to that. I thought it was stupid, whatever. But I would never in a million years comment that on someone's stuff when I know, as a business owner, as a podcast host, as a creator, how much heart and soul I pour into this every single week. I am showing up, sharing my story. And anyone who wants to judge that and tell me that I'm too negative or too privileged or too X, Y, and Z are people who are out of touch and don't do this, right? They're not fellow creators. And that's okay. You have your opinion. And obviously, that opinion is something that has been internalized and you're unable to reflect in that. But that's not my problem. So I think the thing I'm trying to say here is, you know what? If you want to judge, judge. That's fine. That's your prerogative. I like, everyone does it. I judge too, but I'm not showing up and tearing people down who very clearly have important things to say. And I'm so sorry that my trauma feels, you know, displaced to you, and that whenever I talk about it, it's just, quote, super depressing. But that's where you move on, and that's okay. I don't need anyone who's like that to show up to this podcast and be here. So if that's a direct conversation, then you know what? Like I said, time to move on. But I am really excited to talk about the bulk of this episode, which is how very clearly, you know, you can tell in my tone of voice, you can tell in the way I'm showing up very confidently, how my opinions about facing judgment have changed. And I think, you know, like I've been saying and kind of iterating, but to be very clear, people who judge you with comments that have nothing nice to say are people who are trying to avoid that internal reflection. When people say mean things, they are actually comments on themselves. And of course, it's hard not to take that personally. But when you know something not to be true about yourself and you're being, quote, called out for it, It's because that person is too afraid to acknowledge that within themselves. And of course, I'll be very honest here. Like when I got that podcast comment, I felt really hurt. I felt really sad that, first of all, it just sounds like my grief and my trauma and the conversation around it just sounds at this point like just annoying to someone, which is just so hurtful in general. Because to me, that says that this person hasn't experienced that type of trauma, or if they have, they're so uncomfortable by it that they just can't stand to hear it, which is very understandable. I was in a very similar place several years ago before I dealt with my grief and my trauma. But even so, to leave a comment like that, I think is just so disrespectful. Like, you're totally welcome to your own opinion. You're totally welcome to think whatever you think. And if it is annoying, great. But that's just where I believe people should move on. So what I want to talk about today is how to go about dealing with judgment, because there was obviously a point in my life for a very, very long period of time where this type of judgment would have broken me quite a bit. I would have felt so discouraged. I would have felt so sad. I would have felt so judged. And, you know, when one person has a comment, I think it's also really hard to think maybe that comment isn't universal. Like, okay, if this person thinks that, so many others probably think that about me. And that's where I used to really spiral. Like when someone would say something mean about me, whether it was about my appearance or about, you know, myself in general, whatever, my business, whatever it might be, whenever anyone would say something negative about it, I always would turn to this idea that if one person thinks it, everyone must think it. And when I started thinking about that, I would have to turn to a lot of external validation to make sure that that wasn't true. So instead of talking myself down a ledge, I would have to go to my friends, my family, and ask them, like, is this true? Like, do you guys think this about me? And in certain ways, there are definitely ways that I still do that. But first and foremost, and obviously, you know, I'm a small, very, very small creator. Like, it's not like I'm getting these comments every day. But when I do get them, and as you can see, based on my podcast comments, I have gotten a few. And when I do get them, you know, they do feel really discouraging and really hateful and spiteful. And it's very uncomfortable for me and very just, again, like I said, discouraging is definitely the word, because this is something that I pour my heart and soul into and I do work so hard at. But now I'm at a point where, you know, I am so confident in my business. I do see how hard I work. I acknowledge that. And I truly do like work my ass off for my job and this podcast and every, you know, every facet of my business. So when those things happen, it is pretty easy for me to just kind of roll my eyes and let it roll off my back. But I'm still human and those words still do affect me. And this one in particular just felt extremely hurtful in the sense of thinking that like my grief is somehow getting in the way. Like my grief and my trauma is just annoying to hear about at this point. And that's where I go back to when I first started this business. My main fear around judgment was going to be comments about my brother. I was so scared to start a business where I was talking about my grief and my trauma and my mindset and just growth in general and people commenting, you know, very annoying things and very hurtful things. For example, when Josh passed away, there was a news article, you know, like always when there's any sort of like accident in a smaller town where someone dies, there was a news article that came out explaining his motorcycle accident. And someone commented on it on like Facebook or commented on the article. I don't quite remember what happened, but someone commented on it and we saw it. And the comment was, you know, if they were going this fast, they deserved it. And, you know, a lot of people think that's true. They might think that in the whim of a moment, you know, when you're driving by an accident or you hear about it on, you know, the internet or on the news or whatever, and you think, well, you know, they were inebriated, so they deserved it, or they were going too fast, so, you know, they brought it on themselves. And I have 1000% been guilty of thinking that in the past before my brother passed away. But now, as someone who's been on the receiving side of that loss, I cannot even begin to explain how hurtful those comments are, because on the other side of that death and that quote deserving is a family that has lost someone, is a family that now has to bury someone and go through that grief. And that grief absolutely freaking sucks. So It's comments like that that have really shifted the way I deal with judgment. Because I think, one, people don't think before they speak or write. They think that there's no repercussions. And while there's no repercussions on them, specifically if these comments are made anonymously, there are repercussions to the person you're commenting to. It is very hurtful. It is very mean to say, you're stupid, you're an idiot, this was deserved, your grief is annoying. Like, you can tell how heated I'm getting about this and how upsetting it is to me, because this is just so unnecessary. It is truly so unnecessary. My podcast, my conversations around grief, around trauma, around mindset building, around intentional living are very important. I believe they're important. And also, I truly believe that I have spent the majority of this podcast talking about growth. My growth has been based on the things that I've gone through, and I'm not going to apologize for that. So when I think about judgment and I think about the way people are willing to show up to judge and how we can have a stronger back towards it, I think is just about, again, your growth, your mindset, living intentionally. Like, how are you building your relationship with yourself? Because the relationship that I've built with myself and the relationship that I have with my emotions and every facet of my life is the reason why I'm able to bounce back from these things so quickly now. And that's what's really important to me as someone who's on this intentional living journey. And when I look back at that original episode that I recorded, something that I talked about was kind of finding your own identity within judgment. And I think a big fear around being judged is that when you hear forms of judgment or you receive forms of judgment, it starts to manipulate your identity and the way that you see yourself, which is exactly what we work on in tapping, right? Like, we're told you're not worthy of something, or you're not smart enough, or you're not pretty enough, or you're not good enough to be something or do something or whatever it is. And those comments stick with us forever. Like, if you're a young child and you're bullied and you're told, you know, you can't be a part of the cool kids group, you're not cool enough, you're not, you know, smart enough, pretty enough, again, same things. That comment sticks with someone forever, and then it shapes how worthy they see themselves to be in social situations or around colleagues or wherever. And that's exactly what we work on in EFT, right? Is creating a new baseline around these memories to uninstall the belief that they created and reinstall the new baseline belief that we are inherently worthy, we are inherently abundant, we are inherently at peace, and those are the things that we're working for and working towards. So something about judgment that has shifted for me so greatly in the last several years is I truly believe that I know who I am. I truly love who I am. I am very proud of the person that I am and that I show up to be every single day. I am not someone who creates judgment in a situation where it's received. I, of course, like, again, we're all human. I judge people. Let me be very clear. And I judge them sometimes very harshly. However, do I ever go up to someone and say, your pants are stupid? Or do I ever comment on someone's video? Or comment on someone's podcast or book review or wherever and say, this is idiotic? Absolutely not. I have never once done that in my life. So when it comes to judgment and the outward appearance of it, I think the issue is that on the judgment end, it's an internal reflection. And on the receiving side of judgment, we take it as a reflection of ourselves and we allow it to morph our identities. So what I want to spend the rest of this podcast talking about now, because I don't want to waste any more of my energy on this podcast comment, is how do we not allow these comments, these mean things people say about us, to morph and warp our identity of ourselves? This all is the internal work that I always talk about on this podcast. This is what is so important, is growing that relationship with yourself, growing that relationship with your identities and with your emotions, so that when you do receive comments, even if it's not something as indirect like this, maybe you get like a bad performance review at work, but you've been busting your ass. Or maybe you over, this is something that's really common too. You overhear people talking about you. That's really fun. So like maybe you're at your job at work and you're walking into the break room and you hear people talking about you and saying like, oh, she's so bad at her job, or X, Y, and Z, fill in the blank. That of course is going to attempt to manipulate your identity. So how do we avoid that? I think the first step is obviously, of course, big shocker here, I'm going to say EFT. EFT is such an approachable way to reprogram the way those thoughts affect your mind. And, you know, we think about hearing something mean being said about us, and our aversion to that or our acceptance of that is usually very one-sided, meaning we hear it, we think about it, and it kind of just starts to swallow us whole. Like, so then it becomes a part of every thought that we have. You know, it happened a week ago and I'm still thinking about it like 10 times a day, versus the person who said it, they're going to say it that one time and then never think about it again. So the moment we hear it, our subconscious creates a new neural pathway or connects it to a previous one that's very aligned with this comment. And then that neural pathway proceeds to kind of go front and center in your mind. Meaning, for a while, if you're not able to address how this made you feel or what this made you believe about yourself, that thought is going to be front and center. So I want to go back to, I don't know if you guys recall this, this was very early on in the podcast, where I recorded kind of two podcasts. I don't know if they were actually back to back, but somewhat back to back, where I talked about friendships, and then I also talked about this letter that I received a very long time ago now. So I had a really bad friendship breakup in college, and you know, it was mutually just very, very awful. And several months later, like 5 or 6 months later, I received a letter, like an email, but in letter form, not an actual letter in the mail. I received an email that was about 10 paragraphs long from someone who was not the friendship breakup, but a friend of that friend I broke up with. I received an email, very, very long, tearing me to shreds, essentially. It was commenting on my appearance, my education, my loss, my grief, my everything. And that letter came to me when I was at that like really dark point in my life, and I had no idea how to deal with that. And when I decided to start LaRue, that letter is what triggered me to like spiral into this thinking of what if this is all I get? What if people just judge me and hate me and don't care about what I have to say and X, Y, and Z, fill in the blank. And it took a really long time and a lot of EFT tapping around this letter. I mean, to the point where I tapped on every single sentence of this letter, because every single one was a scratch, a shred at my just overall person. Every single line was an attack on me. And I spent weeks and weeks and weeks trying to deal with the emotions around this letter, let alone the fact that I got it the day before Josh's birthday, which was also 2 weeks before his anniversary. So just overall bad timing. But anyways, that was the biggest lesson in judgment that I've ever faced in my life, because this was coming from, you know, the difference of anonymity on social media versus receiving a letter like that, where it literally is coming from someone like who does know you so deeply. Again, this was a friend of that friend, but obviously they co-conspired to write this letter. Getting something like that from someone who knows you so personally is just like next level of judgment. It is just internally tears you apart. And that's where I faced a lot of like identity warping, where so much of who I am was consumed by the comments in that letter. So I would wake up in the morning, look at my appearance and judge it based on what I heard in that letter. I would sit down to write a blog and I would analyze it based on that letter. Everything about what I did in my life at that point was reanalyzed by those comments. So to try and get something like that out of my mind, and then again turning to anonymous comments on the internet that are very judgmental, has been a really uphill battle because, again, like I said, I'm going to keep saying this, we're all human. Like, no one wants to be judged. No one enjoys it. And no one enjoys thinking that there are people out there who just hate you, hate your content, hate what you have to say, whatever it is. Like, again, this is something that I work so hard on and I'm so honest with and show up so authentically to. And to hear someone say, like, essentially, you know, whatever you have to say is stupid is horrible. It totally sucks. It's really hurtful. But beyond practicing EFT to get those things out of your head, something that I've done, and this is more of a vanity metric, but I want to illustrate how helpful this has been. Over the last several years, as I knew and as I know now, the judgment that I'll face will probably only grow. And I have to be able to create a lot of resilience to that. So beyond tapping, which is something I do kind of in live time and then work on with coaches and et cetera, is I have a sort of compliment vision board where essentially anytime I receive a testimonial from a client, a comment from a podcast listener, or even a really amazing text from some of my best friends, I collect those comments into a complimentary vision board where when in the moments that I feel like my knowing of who I am just isn't enough, my confidence in myself just isn't enough, I turn to the validation, the compliments, and the love that I've received from other people. And knowing that I've helped, I've shown up, the words I've said have landed for so many people. And something that you learn in entrepreneurship too, as you go through a startup phase, is there are going to be moments in your startup, whether it's, you know, based on what you're launching, whether it's a coaching program, a course, a community, anything like that, there are going to be moments where you're going to show up for just one single person. And, you know, unless you have a built-in following, it might be like if you launch a podcast, it might be, you know, a couple of people just showing up at first. And what you learn in entrepreneurship is that you have to show up every single time as if it's the amount of people that you are aiming to get to in 10 years, right? So every week when I show up to this podcast, I'm always trying to think about showing up for that one person who really needs to hear what I have to say today, but also showing up for the masses and knowing that almost everything that I have to say on this podcast in general is so applicable to everyone. We've all received mean comments. We've all received judgment. We've all been told at one point or another in some form or another that we need to get over whatever it is we're processing. We need to move on. If you're depressed, get over it. If you're grieving, get over it. Like, there are so many points in our lives where the people around us have moved on, so they believe we have too. And if we haven't, they're punishing us. And that's another form of judgment that can be really difficult to deal with because we're all on our own timelines. We all deal with things in our own way. And it can feel really hard to know that the people around you have processed and dealt with something that you are still processing. And when you receive judgment in that form of saying, you know, similar to this comment of just move on with your grief, like it's not important anymore or whatever it is, that in itself can make you feel like such a shell of a person because you think that something's wrong with you. I cannot tell you how many times in the last 8 years of my life since losing my brother, I have felt like something is wrong with me. Because there are moments where my grief is so, so heavy, so consuming. And then there are moments where I'm fine. And obviously, you know, now 8 years later, the majority of the time I'm fine, like majority. But when those moments do come up, I often do feel like something is wrong with me because I haven't fully processed, which is something that will never happen. So in the face of judgment, I think something that's really important to carry with you is literal practices that you can have in your toolbox of how you deal with judgment. So if it's EFT, having tapping in the moment. Journaling is also a very helpful form of just kind of brain dumping, the ways that any form of judgment has made you feel, how you feel differently. Again, so definitely not arguing against the judgment, because in and of itself, the judgment is not true. But then reminding yourself of the ways that you are wonderful, are amazing, are smart, brilliant, kind, compassionate, whatever. Reminding yourself of the ways that you've been that person that it for other people is very important, which is why, again, I have that compliment board. So first point is, I hope that you guys enjoyed me revisiting like an old podcast topic. I think that this is going to be a running theme. I was looking back at, you know, kind of just even the first season, and I feel like there's so much more I have to say about quite a few of these podcasts. So I think maybe like what I'll do is maybe once a month I'll have, you know, kind of a revisiting an old podcast topic and kind of build off of it, where I make sure I listen to the episode beforehand and then build on all those ideas, because I think that that's really productive and super interesting, because my podcast is almost 4 years old now, which is crazy. So there's a lot more I could say about a lot of these topics, which is fun. Second I have to say is, judgment in general is just very unkind. You know, like I said, it's fine if we judge silently. It's fine if we turn to our friends and say a comment. But I don't understand what the necessity is for people to show up on something that you know people work so hard on and just have something mean to say. Like, if that's how you feel, move on. Your comment is very unwelcome and unnecessary. And I just don't understand why people feel the need to berate and judge other people in such a public manner. And I just don't understand, and I'm not okay with it. However, I know that having a podcast and having a platform is what welcomes those things, and I have to be okay with it. But just to voice my opinion, so you know, I don't think it's a reflection, a good reflection of the people who do it. And finally, if you're someone who has been facing judgment, if you have a platform and you've, you know, had these comments come in, because when I sent out that newsletter, I got several responses back from people who were saying like, dude, I'm in the same boat. I'm getting so many comments. It totally sucks. If you're someone facing judgment, I just want to encourage you to really reflect on it first with the mindset of, these are people who just don't have platforms like this. Because if they knew how much work goes into this and how much love and honesty you pour into, you know, your content, they wouldn't be commenting it. They just simply wouldn't. I would never, ever do this to a fellow creator. So first, make sure you're reminding yourself of that. Second, make sure you're practicing some form of release of the judgment, whether it's EFT, journaling, therapy, whatever works for you. And then finally, start creating a compliment board. I cannot tell you how wonderful it is. It's not even actually a board. Like, I just have a folder in my photo album on my phone that says compliments, and it's just screenshots of like lovely texts, testimonials, anything like that that I've received from clients, friends, whomever, that I just look at when I need that extra reminder and that extra boost. So like I said, a little bit of a dramatic and controversial podcast, but this is my platform and I'm entitled to say whatever it is that I want to say, and I'm entitled to my opinion like you are yours. And this is my opinion. So if you don't agree or you have something nasty to say, move on, because I just don't think that that's necessary. And I think it's really, really rude. So that's what I've got for you guys today. I hope that my courage to show up and be super, super honest also gives you the same courage. As I've said on this podcast so many times before, I'm a very direct person and I have an absolutely zero tolerance policy for nasty people in my life. So I hope that that encourages you to create the same policy. But with that, I will leave you guys here. And if you have a specific episode from, you know, the first season that you really like to see me redo, let me know. Just message me on Instagram, because I'd love to hear where you guys would like me to expand. And also, if you feel so called, I would love for you to leave a positive comment on this podcast. Those comments do mean the world to me. I cannot tell you how much it means to me to hear from one person how much my voice, my messages, my lessons have impacted someone else, to let you guys know that you are never, ever alone. So I love you all so, so dearly, and I will see all of you beautiful souls next week.